to all the people. Then he went and sent Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against him? Fight against Moab, rather. And he said, I will go up as you are, my people, as your people, my horses, as your horses. Then he said, which way shall we go? Now, here's the thing about this. If I'm going to initiate, I can take a seat and choose them. If I'm going to initiate a battle, right? If I'm going to initiate a battle, shouldn't I already have a plan? Already. Now, if I'm conferring with you, but I'm looking for direction from you, but I'm the one initiating. So here's the problem. Now, we initiate situation, but we don't always plan it out further. In fact, what the problem is, the king of Israel had more people than the king of Jehoshaphat. He only had one tribe. It's 12 tribes in Israel. You have one tribe out of the 11, out of the 12 tribes. Why are you conferring with someone less than you? But you initiate your contact. It's almost similar to somebody who wants to start trouble in the hood. I want to fight this person, but let me go to somebody else, but let me ask them, what should we do? How should we execute? If I'm going to start trouble, I should be leading that. I shouldn't be conferring with you. I'm looking for your help, but obviously I'm not confident in myself that I'm about to execute. If I'm going to spearhead something, shouldn't I have all the wherewithal, the bandwidth to make sure that I'm leading my troop? That means I ain't really confident in myself. So now I gotta confer with you. Which way should we go up? That's what he's asking here. The king of one tribe. Which way should we go up? That's why we need a person in our life to make sure that they're leading by all examples. You can't be a king if you don't know which way to go. That's a problem for the people who follow you, because they're depending on you. They're depending on your leadership. They're depending on your spiritual advice. But here you go to someone else because you don't have no direction. And the reason why, because he ain't had no relationship with God himself. We got too many people who are tight, but they don't got no relationship.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's be ready. That's why I don't really want to discuss members and leadership and where to put people, because they need to know, who are you solidified in your relationship with God? We got too many elders, too many pastors, too many prophets, but do you have a relationship with the Father? So when something goes up, I know you got me, because you're hearing from the same person I'm hearing from. But if you're totally dependent on me for everything, then what I need you for? What do I need you for if I have to confer with you? I'm looking for you to be able to say, just in case I might be on my off day, what the Lord is speaking to you about. But I have a title. I'm leading troops, but I don't have no relationship. So he's conferring with King Jehoshaphat. Which way should we go up? The problem is, too, is that Jehoshaphat, he kind of spoke out of turn. Why? Because here's the thing. We think we owe people something. So therefore, we put it out there. Not checking in with God. Should I go with him? Just because I'm in alignment with you, that doesn't mean I have to go and fix on the decision you're trying to make. The problem is, too, yes, but the other problem is, that when somebody's asking you something for a favor, if you don't got peace, don't go with them. You get red flags just like I do. I don't care if you don't hear from God. There might be something on the inside. I'm not subtle with this direction, sweetheart. Maybe you might want to check in, because I ain't getting the same kind of peace. It's okay if two or three touches an agreement, but it got to be the Lord first. It looks to me in these verses, the Lord's name never even came up. You telling me Your people is my people. My horses and my chariot is your horse. In other words, whatever I have, you got. That's a marriage relationship. What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours. And that's why we got to be careful how we align ourselves up with people. Because when you do that, you're making treaties with them. And then when they do something for you, you feel like you owe them. No, they're telling you you owe them. In other words, they ain't saying it right, but they're telling you you owe them. Let me read this again. Then he went out and said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab has rebelled against me. This is verse 7, just in case you need to follow. Will you go up with me to fight against Moab? And he said, I will go up with you. I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. Then he said, which way shall we go? Which way shall we go up? Man, you ought to know. You're the one starting trouble here. And then he says, oh, okay, so king of Israel, verse 9, so the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Elam, and they marched all around about the realm 7 days. There was no water for the army. You know why? Because that's poor plan. If you want execute, you got a plan for everything, at least close to it. Jesus over in Luke says, count the cost before you build any kind of project. Because you don't know, there might be some unnecessary things that might come about if you change the budget. You didn't count that cost. You just think that we was going to get to point A to point B without any difficulties. But you don't know what's going to happen in the transition. So I got a plan as such, just in case my tire blow. No, I got AAA. So the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they marched all around about 7 days, and there was no water for the army, no for the animals that followed them. You see, they have responsibilities. People were dependent on them for provisions. But if the head don't got direction, how do you expect the rest to follow? If the head ain't right, then you know where the tail is. We got to learn how to make sure that when we're going to get around and make a decision that's going to be based upon our spiritual life, our job life, our relationship, we need to make sure that we got somebody spearheaded that knows what they are doing. If you're going to leave me right. Don't leave me into no ditch. And so many people, we following people based on what's trending versus what's in your spirit. Broad is the way, but narrow is the way. I'm going, see, the road that we are taking is narrow. It's going to be troops, very few followers in that route. So in other words, it ain't common, right? It ain't common. So most times people follow what's popular. Because that's what we do. We lean to our own understanding. Instead of getting into a place and get to a place with God and our relationship with God so he can solidify us so we'll know, regardless of what it looks like over here, I'm staying right here. And that's what Jehoshaphat should have said, but because he came in alignment with him, Sister J, he felt like he had to say something politically, being politically correct. When are we going to start being truthful? When is it okay for us to be truthful and let them and be at peace that regardless of how you respond or react to me, let me know that deep down inside me, I'm okay with it. You may not like what I'm saying, but I got to be at peace with you. Because I have to defend my household. Because if I go down this ditch with you, my household is in a position where they're all going to die. We got to get to a place, man, with God, that we don't have no problem standing up to some people that we feel like we owe something to. I don't owe nothing to you, but love you. That's what I owe you. But we make treaties and arrangements Because you did something for me yesterday, I owe you tomorrow. What about if I give you something I expect enough? So he goes and they marched around 7 days. Now you got the beast. They dehydrate. Animals dehydrate. It's similar to this day where your vehicle ain't got much gas, but you on a journey. Your tank is barely on fumes, but you on a destination. You got a destination, but you on a journey. The provision ain't there because you didn't execute properly. So somebody failed to do something, and what they failed to do was get a word from the Lord. You don't want to wait to get the word from the Lord after the fact. Get it before that. Because tomorrow's too late. If I'm going to start something, I need to make sure, Minister Lewis, I need to make sure that the word of the Lord is in me. I'm going with anointing this. I know it's going to say, there's some people, they right now, they just, I can feel when the word is coming back to me because you ain't received it. Instead of you being so defensive, just receive it so you can fall. Because when you don't receive, you know what the problem is? I'm going to tell you something. Oh, I feel the Spirit now. What happens is why people don't want to consult with God because they already know the answer to it. They already know what he's going to say. In fact, they already know that they got a red flag there. So what they're going to do is I'm going to go around God and I'm going to try to navigate this with the hope that he's going to get on my shit. No, you need to get on his. Because the ship you go on, it get ready to sink. And I'm talking to somebody right now. The ship that you on right now, you don't get off, you're about to sink. I hope somebody here. I don't know if you by a line, I don't know if you're here, but I'm telling you, by the Spirit of the Lord is raising up some things right now in you, I'm telling you, if you don't get off the ship that you want, you're about to sink. And it won't be long. It's just slow. It's a slow sink, but it's going to sink. And if you don't take heed to this word, because the word of the Lord is with him, you come out in front. That king in this situation, oh, today, we talk about now, here, real time, the word of the Lord is with me right now. I'm trying to tell you. If you don't get hold to what I'm saying to you today, I'm telling you, your ship is going to sink. I'm going to keep saying this to somebody until I get this through to you. I don't know where position you're in. I don't know what situation you're in, but the Lord has been dealing with you, but you've been ignoring him. You've been ignoring him time and time again. How much convincing do you need? You ain't moving forward for a reason because you keep ignoring the voice. You ignoring it. When the Lord is calling you, he ain't calling you to convince you that he's God. He's calling you to make sure that your life don't get interrupted. Man, today is the day. Today is the day for you and I to make a serious conscious decision where we trying to go. Because where you are now is about to sink. I'm telling you, the Lord, he's speaking to me right now about somebody. Man, it's going to be up to you that you respond quick. If you came here to hear this word today, this word is not for you just to hear, but become a doer. What he says, but your husband said, is there no prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of the Lord? See, this is what happens is, what I see is desperation. Because now you thirsty. Your people thirsty. You've been traveling for some, you imagine driving your vehicle and you don't have gas, but you're traveling miles through state line and you don't have no gas, and now you desperate. So let me get a word now. No, it's too late. Man, get it early. You're desperate now. Now you're desperate. Look at this. But which way shall we go? Do you know when you don't have much fuel in your tank? When you're going on an incline, you are pulling more from your tank. When you're going up, work going up, especially when you're on fumes. Do you know how much effort your car has to strive to go up an incline when it's very little gas? But if you have executed properly before moving from the destination to your starting point, you might would have been able to make sure that you are going in the direction that you can possibly get a shortcut to waste less gas to get in your destination. It's a reason why we have today's time navigation system. It'll tell you where the traffic is, where the congestion is. So what God would do, if you get a word from him properly and you connect to him properly, what he'll do is let you, he would have you avoid all of that to get to where you need to go. Even on your feet. I'll never forget that. Oh, I'll never forget this. Several years ago, cash low, password low. I remember I had an assignment to get to New York, and I was living in Richmond, Virginia at the time. And I remember, Lord knows, I had a full tank of gas. You know, seriously, a full tank won't get you to New York City. In fact, I had to go upstate, but I had to go through the city to get there. Let me tell you something, man. I kept worshiping the Lord the whole time, meditating on him. Because I know I didn't have the finances, but then watch this, though. I consulted with him first. I didn't wait till I get to Maryland to say, Lord, I need you. I didn't pray desperately. I prayed before, pre-adventure. Do you know when I got to New York City, my tent was on half? I'm not supposed to be there. Because I traveled that road often. And so what happens is when you leave Richmond, Virginia, 3 hours into the state of Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, that's when your tent goes on half. How did I get to New York City with my tent on half? Because what God did was he stretched it, sis. He stretched it for me. Because I was on the assignment. Because I was on his path. That's our lives. We are on our assignment. And the thing is, we need to know. Don't watch this. We got to make sure that we put the right things prioritized. What's priority to you? Because our priorities and God's priorities for us is not the same thing. So King James said, well, James, but is there no prophet born here that we may inquire of the Lord? Verse 11. So one of the servants of King of Israel answered and said, Elisha, the son of Shaphat is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down. Now that's going to spend some of my gas. Because I'm not going on the incline. I'm going down. Oh, God Almighty. Another word of going down is humbling yourself. Under the mighty hand of God. Because when you keep going up and you don't have what you need, you are struggling for no reason. I think that we just, it seems like we want to struggle. So we I don't know what it is about. Our minds are warped sometimes. It's like we put on things that we don't even have to put on. You are fighting battles that don't belong to you. You are fighting battles that don't belong to you either. When are we going to learn that? When are we going to understand that some battles is not for you to fight? Man, let me get okay. Then Elijah said to the king of Israel, what have I, okay, so now they're approaching Elisha. Now they go down, and it's almost like, now I'm going down to church. I am going up to the devil's playground. I'm going down. I'm going down to hear the word of the Lord. It's almost similar to the house of God. I'm going down to that church because I'm going to get a word. Because as long as I keep going up that that incline, I'm in a ring with the devil, and he ain't trying to give me no pick. Then Elisha said to the king of Israel, what have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father and mother. That's why he couldn't have a relationship with God, because his example of God was bad. That's what his mother and father used to worship. So Jehoshaphat says, Why should I even speak a word to you? I'm not, you're not even worthy of the word of the Lord. Just because you go to a church, that don't mean all that sits. I know you don't want to hear it because you think, oh man, that church is booming and facing, man. I'm going over to that church. But what if the Lord praying for that word being spoken to you? Because you're out of place. Because we want to call everything to trim. Let's keep it real. I want to go where the Lord is going to give me victory in advance, even though my financial is not where it should be. I'm telling you, if you get connected to God, He will stretch that finances, that situation for you. I'm telling you, I know for a shadow of that, I lived it. No way in the world a big Southern Pass suburban Chevrolet leave Richmond, Virginia, and get to New York with a half ticket. No way in the world. It just doesn't make sense. And so what God's going to do is that if you connect properly with Him, He's going to stretch your finances. You don't need to always make six figures. He'll make it seem like you do.
Amen.
You connected with God. God will make it so that your money will outrun the month. If you properly connect to Him, it ain't about getting the bigger job, because sometimes you get that bigger job and that more income, your money still looks like you're making the same right now. You're not hearing what I'm trying to say. Because we look at numbers in the natural and we think that's going to execute. God said, if you connect to me, I'll make you have more than enough. Now I'm the man that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Ephesians 3 and 20. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Watch this, above all that you and I can ask. You and I can't even ask for enough. And let me tell you something. When you properly connect to God, I'm going to tell you something. There are certain things you need not pray for, Lord. He'll just hand it over to you. Let me tell you something. Here's another key. When you respect God, the earth will respect you. When you get the blessings coming.
Yes, sir.
The earth will look at you and say, I got all this. They look like the Bible that told me what to do. He says, the word of the Lord is with it. Then Elijah said to the king of Israel, what do I have to do with you? Go to the prophets of your mother and father. In other words, who you been serving prior to this? Why are you running to me now? Because you're desperate. People are going to run to you when they get desperate, but they won't consult with you in the beginning. You know why? Because they already know. You won't tell them anything from the start. They already know. They don't want to hear from you. Most times when people are avoiding you, it's because they know who you really belong to. That's why people avoid me. I know they do. They don't always want to face me. So what they do is they go around me because they're like, oh no, I don't want to mess with that man because I know he got something on his mind. And he might tell me the truth. I ain't trying to hear. But go ahead and do yourself a favor and go down that journey the way you ought to go, because your ship is going to sink. If you continue to keep going the right way, you should be going. I'm gonna slow down for a moment here. Because here's the thing. I thought I was going somewhere else, but you know, the Lord knows what you and I need. And I'm telling you what He's giving me for you today. I don't know who you are, but if you're on that path where your ship is sinking, oh, you man, it's time for change. Now, don't change because you just change because you're ready to commit. I'm ready to commit my life to the Lord like never before. And I love the Lord. You know what? Because you go to a White House, He can spare you 5 minutes. He can spare you 10. If you listen carefully and you obey the word that's being spoken over your life, He can spare you 10 years. But if you go the route you want to go, it ain't going to be nice. It ain't gonna be sweet. Then you're gonna come running right back to me. Pastor, what should I do? What did I tell you to do in the first job? So now you want to respect the anointing because you're desperate? Don't come to me when you're desperate. Why don't you just go ahead and just say, I'm getting on a team, even though it don't look like I should get on this team. I want to reach some people today. And you know, that's okay. I'm telling you, sometimes we hard-headed for no reason. I don't know what it is. It's just that our minds are warped. For some reason, we got our own agenda, our own plan. Never mind God. Let's just keep him right where he is. I come to you when I need you, God. I want you to be in agreement with me. I don't want to be in agreement with you. I want to open up the door. I want everybody to have eyes closed for a moment. Heads bowed. I mean, honestly, if the Lord is speaking to you, and he's been dealing with you, and he's been sharing things with you. Some of y'all get dreams. Some of y'all get red flags. Some of y'all see certain things on television, and the Lord warned you through that way, because he'll go every extent to get holy. He don't know how to get to your church, but so what I'm trying to say to you, God is omnipresent. He knows how to reach his people. I'm struggling, Pastor. I know you are. That's why you're here. You can come up with me with all the faces you want, and you can show me all the nice cars and the house you live in, and the new job you probably just received, but you still struggle. Maybe your tank is on empty, and you're struggling. You're going through an incline right now, trying to figure out what's next for my life. Anybody want to commit to a relationship to Jesus Christ? I want you to come and step out of your comfort zone right now. It don't take much strength to get to it. The altar's right here, and it's open for you right now. I don't know if you, by the way, of Zoom. Maybe you right now say, well, Pastor, there's no altar. Man, just stick your hands up, and somebody will let me know that you're ready to give your life to Jesus and commit to the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm saved, well, Pastor, but I'm still struggling. Oh, because your relationship ain't where it needs to be. Just because you're saved, that don't give you license to do what you want to do. Somebody here want to accept Jesus Christ? Get out of your comfort zone. Come. It don't take much for you. I'm right here. I don't even come meet you. You just stick your hands up for a moment. I need everybody back. Just back. Just stick your hand up. Just for a moment. And I need Jesus. Somebody need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need him like never before, because tomorrow's too late. You accepted Jesus Christ, but you ain't obeying that word. Got that? You got that group too. I'm not. You're not hiding either. Just because you say, just because you say and accepted Jesus, that doesn't mean you're on the right path. Who am I talking to? Maybe you're all good. You don't need no prayer. I'm going to reach you. If you just need prayer, I want to come into agreement with your faith. I mean, honestly, but the Lord has spoken already. So do I need to keep speaking? Now it's up to you. What are you going to do? You want Jesus? Just raise your hand. I need Jesus. You need prayer? Just raise your hand. I'm praying. Now it's time for you to come to me right now. I see a few hands. Now it's time for you to make that decision. Come on. Not going to take long. God want to move. My sin ain't going to ship. My ship is not going to sink today. My ship. See, that's the problem. We come up with these faces and we gotta pretend in the church. You ain't gotta pretend here. I promise you, you gonna get from you here around me. You won't get judged not around here, no, not in this church. We're about making sure people get free. You ain't gotta run from pastor. I'll be right where I'll come to your house. Knocking at your door. Where you at? Where are you? Anybody want to accept Jesus Christ? I don't want you to just, anybody want to accept Jesus Christ in the person? I want y'all to just pray. Everybody do with that? Anybody need prayer on that? I'm not quite sure. Okay, well, amen. So I got these three. Amen. Do you come up to accept Jesus Christ as Savior, or you come up for prayer? I don't know. I know you've accepted Christ Jesus. I don't know what you need, but you tell me what you need. Father, in the name of Jesus. Y'all come on and help me here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to let y'all spectate. It's time for me to work. Serve. Father God, I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, God, come on, God, I thank you. Well, God, oh, yeah, I thank you for his obedience. I thank you for his obedience. Thank you. The Lord says, thank you for not hardening your heart. Thank you for not hardening your heart. The Lord want to take you places, brother. Yeah, he want to take you places. And you have leadership in you. You, but or you got someone in you. Because one thing about leadership, we think we know it all. We don't. That's why God put people around us for specific reasons. That's why something happened. People remove some people out of your life because they didn't. But he's going to put some more people in your life because he's going to help us help you catapult to the next level. Maybe that's why I said the Lord want to use you finally. Oh, yeah. He wants to use you. He wants to use you. He wants to use you. He wants. He don't want you to be on the back line. He wants you on the front line. Yeah, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for his obedience. Oh, yeah, just raise your hand, Paul. You get ready to see. Just obedience. Yeah, you get ready to see the goodness of the Lord in your spirit. You get ready to see Jesus in your heart like you've never seen before. Yeah, just receive. Just receive. Oh, yeah, just receive. You got ministry in you. You got ministry in you. Ministry in you. Ministry is in you. Ministry is in you. You don't have to get around somebody. Because what you're doing now, the ship is sinking. It's not for you to change ships. Yeah, change, change. The blessing is over. You got ministry. Ministry is in you. I know ministry. Oh, God, thank you. Holy, Holy Spirit, work, Holy Spirit. Yeah, you can't come to God. Oh, yeah. Change. Raise your hand. This is an opportunity to surrender. Meaning, you raise your hands to the Lord. You surrender it to me. This is a form of surrender. A lot of times people don't know how to receive. Surrender. The Lord said, give it to me. All of those problems you got, he says, turn it over to me and let me show you I'm God. Surrender. Lost everything you got in your life. Surrender it. Don't hold on any item. Don't hold on anything that's not bringing me glory. If there's something in your life that's not giving you peace, Lost it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Release it to me. Release it. The Lord says, release it. You ain't releasing right now. Release it. No, let it go. It's not fucking. It's fighting me. It's a ship that's getting ready to sink. The Lord says, let it go. I'm trying to say, let it go. I don't care what that is. I don't care who it is. Let it go. Oshanda, let it go. Thank you, Lord. Oh, dear God, I thank you. I thank you. Let it go. Oh, let it go. Oh, relinquish the rights. Let it go. Relinquish. I just keep hearing relinquish. Relinquish. That's all I'm hearing. Relinquish. I don't know what that is. Relinquish. This talk was to relinquish because we want to be in control of everything. God said, I don't need you to do that. That's my job. Relinquish. Relinquish control. Too many of y'all got some control issues. Yeah. I hear you, Lord. Somebody else needs to be up there. Yeah, you got control issues. You're trying to control everything. Get out of the way, the Lord said. Get out of the way. Too many people want to get in the way with your flesh. The Lord don't need your flesh. He needs your spirit at work. Get out the way, sir. Get out the way. The King of Glory is trying to come in. Who is this King of Glory, the Lord strong, the Lord mighty and power? Release. Let the Spirit of the Lord come upon you right now. So you say, I'm ready to relinquish, Lord. I'm ready to relinquish, Lord. Lord, I need your help. Help me relinquish whatever I'm holding on to. No more pain. Father, thank you. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for saving this child.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus' name. Movement. Hallelujah. Amen. We got a massive thing that we don't got this on. What's next? We got a big announcement.